Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mark Wahlberg called his mom every morning, but now she's gone. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Actor and Christian celebrity Mark Wahlberg called his mom Alma first thing every morning. But her death in April of 2021 put an end to their daily chats. And now, Mark opens up about his grief and how he misses his mom every single day. Mark Wahlberg may be a big-time actor, but no matter how busy Hollywood kept him, he always made sure to honor his mother's one request: call your mother. Mark calls me from all over the world, every single day, Alma Wahlberg boasted in 2018. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Once Mark Wahlberg made the commitment to call his mom every day, he stuck with it, right up until Alma Wahlberg died at the age of 78. And with the devastating loss of his mom came the loss of their treasured daily routine, too. It was always the first phone call that I made every single day for the last 10 years was to my mom, he said. And I don't get to make that phone call anymore. And it's heartbreaking. And that's hard. Family and faith are now of the utmost importance to the Christian celebrity. But that wasn't always the case. Growing up, times were tough for Mark Wahlberg and his mom and siblings. And during his youth, Mark made some pretty poor choices. He even landed in jail after robbing a convenience store. But those hard times, coupled with the love and support from his mom, eventually inspired Mark to surrender to his heavenly father. I had to make the choice personally, and then I had to focus on my faith, he explained. And my faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things. Once Mark made the decision to submit to God's will, everything changed. He traded his troubled youth headed towards a life of crime for hard work and determination, and it paid off. Mark may have made it big in Hollywood, but his mom always measured his success differently. She made sure Mark Wahlberg's net worth wasn't found in fame or fortune, but rather in faith and family. What made her most proud was us really kind of turning our lives around and becoming really productive people and the family-oriented people that we are, the Christian celebrity explained. She was most proud of the husband and the dad that I was. I mean, she always appreciated the success and the things that I was able to do professionally, but the personal growth really meant something to her. It was hard on all of Alma Wahlberg's kids when she began suffering from dementia. And her son Donnie Wahlberg of Blue Bloods and music group New Kids on the Block penned a beautiful tribute to her on Instagram. I'm so blessed to have brought into this world by, raised by, taught by, and set on my life's path by such an amazing woman, he wrote. It's time to rest peacefully, Mom. The emphasis Alma Wahlberg put on family and faith throughout her life has become her legacy, and her children are honoring her by pulling closer together. Mark Wahlberg credits his sister for stepping up to try and fill the role his mom once played as the glue holding the family together. Now I have my sister, who has really been an enormous support system for our entire family, he said. We're now communicating much more than we were because everybody obviously was off doing their own thing and they'd be in their own lives. And now we're constantly doing a multi-person FaceTime. Moms truly are a blessing from God, and we should never underestimate the power of a mother's prayer for her children. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Atlanta police officer spots a barefoot homeless man and has no idea cameras are rolling. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When Atlanta police officer S. Thomas spotted a homeless man on the street with no shoes, she was quick to jump into action. What she didn't know was that someone was recording her act of kindness. Each one of us can find ways to be the hands and feet of Jesus to those around us. And that's exactly what Atlanta police officer S. Thomas did when she saw a man in need. Officer Thomas saw a barefoot man on the street, presumably homeless, and asked if he needed shoes. When he said yes, the kind officer immediately jumped into action. She went and got a pair of socks and shoes for the man and returned to where she encountered him. Unfortunately, by the time Officer Thomas returned, the homeless man was gone. But the Atlanta police officer hung on to the socks and shoes and hoped to run into the man again. Then, one day, Officer Thomas saw the same homeless man wandering the street, still barefoot. Without making too much ado, she dashed to her car, pulled the socks and shoes out of her trunk, and returned to give them to the man. As she did so, a stranger watching from their vehicle started filming the act of kindness. The Atlanta police officer had no idea she was on camera as she handed the shoes over to the homeless man. So it came as a complete shock when the video of her kind deed ended up going viral. When the Atlanta Police Department saw the video on social media, they were the ones to recognize and publicly identify Officer Thomas. She did not have her body camera turned on during the incident. Clearly, the good deed was never about recognition. It came from the bottom of her heart, and she never intended for it to go public. She simply saw a person with a need that she could fill and did so. They wrote, applauding her generosity. Later in an interview, the Atlanta police officer teared up when explaining why she did what she did. "I haven't always been able to give," Officer Thomas said. "So now that I'm able to, I just like..." What a powerful statement that beautifully exemplifies the heart of a cheerful giver. No matter how big or small an act of kindness may be, when done with a loving and compassionate heart, it can have a huge impact.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.